Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, it's that mad ass sucker free gorilla with the get back. Seems you forgot who you fucking with. Pistol rip pump in my lap for this. Manish and brandish your mind. Been damaging these off brands lies since 89. Hard truth to your speaker from the booth, from the Bay to Southern Cali. Central Valley, steady slumping, bumping. I'm on the mic. Dog laying in the cut to strike. Apply pressure with aggression, no stressing, but at the same time contemplating how I could bubble and push my same line. With murderous intent, convince the proletariat to listen. Decision to uprise and the wise eyes open wide. Ride or die, hit a battle cry, united for the fight, get em.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
Real spit, real the shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
We the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
Back from office, it's a coffin, it's a coffin, it's feels like now.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
With that pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, pow. Get in the bunk on that mound, mound, who the realest? Never bow down, fuck they feelings. Buckle up, knuckle up, cousin this. The return of authentic hard truth spit. The Trump killer, Pence killer, Bush killer, cop killer. Pop McConnell back on my Geronimo. Flapping on him, slapping with the sound. Won't apologize, won't understand what you stand for. A compromise. Bitch, what you thought it was? Got me clapping on him, flapping while the salmon clamming up. Fishy niggas with that fishy shit. Suspect identified as any nigga riding on the fence. Now who wanna try? Colonizer, get your guns up. Niggas pumping on the first one. Coming back to blast on the maggots. Combative, no cap, it's savage. Been practicing, so the strapper through the damage. Leave him staggering, I'm back again. Rip rod with the zip ties. Nigga, feed them old fish and fuck their kids. Beast mode, fuck peace for the baby. Separated by police from their families. Seeking freedom. See, it's the American way. Saying,
warriors, come out today.
Wait on that base shit, I'm saying. Ain't nobody playing with it. Best admitted, be as cold as an ice raid with niggas.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
When I ride about us, glide by in the town, see the sign ground dust. Gentrified by the whites and the weirdos and the ones making beer with their artisan beards and man buns. Nigga, this ain't Nico. I'm Flint, Puerto Rico. I represent the blacks and immigrants from all the sheet holes. No free throws, I'm golden from the state, I'm in the paint. You try to keep a motherfucker quiet, but you can't. You can tweet that, now me believe. Ain't no motherfucker breathing that can see me. I mean it, G in me wanna let it spit and blow your brains out. No stress, ask your predecessors how I gets down. Now I'ma say it for the slow. Don't let your president get you dope. No, it's the return of the uppity nigga. You sucker stuck with me, I'm fucking any cucker. Think you rough enough to fuck with me, not fucking me. I flip the birds, stand with Kaepernick. Stacking grip with housing assistance and scholarships. No dragon energy, I'm dragging any enemy or any weakened seated celebrity on TMZ. Nigga, please, please, on track to see those. I rip the G-code, I flap that nap and get the reload. So we grow with cold cat go. Ain't no blowback, no throwback. There's immaculate MC and then the rollback. Y'all know that I'm quick to bust your motherfucking lip. Go and run and tell them, ring the bell and reach these. With troops so we see these niggas feces and teach these youngs to do for self and bleep the police and be free. Let me catch your ass coordinating with the orange Satan in your best freeze. Cause we can peel your crown to this. G's up, foes down, while the real soldiers pounce to this.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
Real spit, read the shit, raise this, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
We the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
Back from office, it's a coffin, and it's coffin, getting filled like now.
Somebody move, not a gigantic.
With that pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, chicka, pow, pow, pow.
Peace, everybody. This is your host, Brother Drew X. We're on that Black Militia Nation Task Force. Commander Najee's on with the new Black Liberation Militia. Topic tonight, the state of the Black Union address, however you want to call it. Hey, we're under attack. Let's get the commander on with us just a second. Hey, Commander Najee, you on with us?
Yeah, one second.
All right. So while we're waiting on Commander Najee to get in, we're just talking about these recent attacks against people that look like you and I. We got to address this. Are these attacks happening because we didn't address these attacks? That's a good question that we ask ourselves. You have to ask yourself that. You have to ask
I'm back.
What? All right. I'm going to yield back to Commander. I was just going to get it going, Commander, but I'm going to yield to you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. To the black family and the black nation here in the hills of North America and the black world. In the name of the Most High and the blessings of him, Ashe, and I can say in the name of Allah, the Blessed, the Merciful. And I can say, and we thank Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, for all divine worthies that came before us throughout the ages of time. And we thank for our ancestors that came before us, that paved the path and paved the way in this life and the divine orientation of the divine superior powers. And now, as today, we as progressive, uncompromising, revolutionary organizations, we had a time of a critical hour. We had a time that white supremacists attacked on the black nation. We just recently got back from Buffalo, New York, then on the reconnaissance, then with the overseeing what's going on and the reaction of the people. This is why us as the people, this is why a radical black ideology tradition must stay alive. Because self-determination debates, because the world domination by imperialism defines us in the 21st century, heading up to World War III. The sole purpose of us as a people and the sole purpose of the Panther is to be a revolutionary in the African people liberation struggle, and to mobilize the masses towards self-determination. We, as members of the new Black Panther Party, our Panther is constantly training and conditioning himself to meet and overrun any or all obstacle that gets in the path. As Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad told us, to be this, we are compelled to be a vanguard example at all times. In order to accomplish this great and divine mission, he must be godly, spiritually, morally, culturally, social, political, military conscious. A path of conduct is military, respectful, courage to all people, and the man the same return. A pastor is humble and submissive, but hardcore, always engaged in war for the minds and hearts of black people while carrying oneself in organized, ordering fashion. Number four, a pastor is talented and understanding, willing to release any arrogant attitude or superior of ideas of oneself. And last, a pastor, he is honest, thought, deed, and actions, discipline, willing to sacrifice his lower or personal desire for the greater good of the mission, or the revolutionary divine mission, as Dr. Khaled Muhammad, in his words, and how he put it. We cannot water down Khaled's words. We cannot water down anything in the manual as was put forth. I say, as I go into this development of Nilwell as the new Black Panther for self-defense, and our nine local justice, black power liberation, what does it mean to define what we know in the best interest to liberate black people, to develop what we know in the best interest to empower black people, to defend what we know in the best interest to harm black people in self-defense, to develop a black power movement. We, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, national, regional, local chapter, representing the black nation, the new Black Panther, are currently organizing for the benefit of our people in this city, region, nation, and all over the earth. To this end, we scientifically, consistently organize and deem our people in our city. We recognize it necessary for Ujima collective work and responsibility. We recognize all this. We strive to develop a black power movement in local areas to develop complete constructive change among our people and defend our divine human rights. We as the people, and as I go into what we're going to talk about tonight, the white supremacists in America headed for silver race war. Is it going to be a picnic or a city? Is it going to be revolution or evolution? Is it going to be bloodshed or non-bloodshed? It looks like, as scripture says in the biblical text, Matthew 24:6-8, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are beginnings of sorrows. Has the forces of nature been tearing up parts of the world in Europe? Has the forces of nature, the tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, been tearing up America? Well, we can see as we read the writing on the wall. These wars have caused it and still causing nations to be divided. Tribe against tribe. One ethnic racial group against another. These lines of division that have been bred hatred between those of similar ethnic and racial origin are being fed by wicked internal forces. Look at now China and America must be at war. It appeared before it would be in Russia and America. But now it's China. We the hand right on the wall. Look at the current events that are taking place. The nine states of America is moving closer and closer to a great silver strip and bloodshed. Are through the American people are supposed to be citizens of one nation. But look at the division between labor and management is growing more intense. Well, look at the proliferation of weapons of the assault kind are mounting in the black and white communities now. Civil unrest in the future will not be able to be handled by the police. Listen, the police will not be supported by the National Guard, and the National Guard will be supported by federal troops. When this day arrives, brothers and sisters, it will lead to the breakdown of law and order will be so great in America, it will be as the a time of trouble such as never was. Since there was a nation even to that same time, blood and John, the revelation prophet, will be running in the street up to the horse's rider. It'll be more blood than you ever seen that's about to take place. Gang conflict, small silver strip. Where we are the same racial, historic origin, are now pitted against each other. All you are dying and besieging their numbers. And this is why we have the big gang center in Mississippi. We got the guys on the trip, the blacks, the citizens, the Americans, the backslords, all together. Oh, yeah. This is the gathering of the great house.
We lose your voice, the and I'm losing your... you're fading out there.
Okay.
You're fading out.
All right. This
you're
is the plan. You hear me now?
Yes, sir. Coming in strong right here.
Okay. This is time. Because the death by the gun is nearly outnumbering death by disease. At a time when the Christian community with its many sects and denominations are struggling for unity within the black community, those of us who had accepted Islam are now seeing the same evil forces at work, attempting to pit Muslim against Muslim. Because of our varying degrees of understanding or misunderstanding, taking the advantage of our differences and internal witness with the desires in mind to promote silver strip and bloodshed among the believers of Islam. Allah God says in the Holy Quran that He gives us the best argument. If we believe that is true, then the Holy Quran teaches us to argue in the best manner, argue with justice, not mean spirit, not out of spirit or hatred, but out of the sincere desires to see truth and right establish. However, personal desires, ambitions become frustrated in personal aims and aspirations of us as a group or seem warped or twisted, we become disappointed, disaffected, alienated from the true spirit of the Most High. Because the enemy of the wicked frustration can be manipulated by outside forces to cause us to wreck harvest on ourselves. But when this cracker comes and he does something, you hear church rat pee on cop. 10 damn people get gunned down in the damn store and cops in Buffalo, New York. But everybody's going to be shooting each other. Shooting this way, shooting that way. When it comes time to shoot, it's no good bastard. The goddamn white man, your trigger finger doesn't work. Your reflexes don't move. You want to have a goddamn picnic. Huh? Sell, make some money while 10 people of your own race being gunned down, killed, elders and stuff, gunned down, and that cracker goes in and see a person and tell the white people, oh, I'm sorry. What is this? We in a different world? Are we on the earth or planet earth, we call earth, or we are on a different illusion of a matrix of another plane that they're using to control the plane of your mind? Yes, that's what we are. That's what I think we are. The most painful stuff that happened to us in 2022. And we just stand and sitting around. We talk. We rap about it. We talk, oh, why that? Oh, well, yes, it's, oh, it shouldn't happen. Oh, this and that. No. Because you know something? Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad.
my mentor and revolutionary father. He said, the white man, you come out. He said, you demand? You demand what? Then the cracker going to say, what you going to do, nigga? You demand, huh? What you going to do? Huh? He knows you're going to come out and protest. He knows you're going to come out and they're going to throw a temper tantrum. He knows you're going to come out and write big signs on him. That man justice. That man, he knows you're going to come like that. But
right.
When you come with your weapons, you come to kill his goddamn ass. Then it's a whole different atmosphere. Then he's going to say, you say, oh, these niggas are serious here. These some dangerous niggas here. Oh, these niggas are. Oh, my God. You're going too far, buddy. Let's talk about this. Talk. Yes, when we come like that, it's a whole different thing. As Khaled used to say, when you're a black man, come on, that's a different type of black man. We got your gun, he has his gun. And like he said, it's not fun when a rabbit got the gun. And the elder said, it's not fun when an African got the damn gun. It's time to get the gun. It's time to rat-tat-tat. Huh? You got your gat, time to rat-tat-tat. As my mentor used to say, it's time to kill everything white in sight that ain't right. Woo, there it is. Any callers on the phone tonight?
Oh, yeah, we got callers all on the phone. Any callers want to get in with us, press 1 on your phone, we'll get you in. So we're talking about the atrocities that are going down in our black state, you know. And as Commander Najee said, you know, we quick to shoot each other. We quick to bang on each other. I mean, you could just step on a man's shoe and he'll shoot up your whole neighborhood. But when it comes down to us being attacked openly, I mean, not even hidden, it's just openly attack after attack. Police are killing after police are killing. Now they release their long wolves on you. That's what these are. These are long wolves. Some people say it's a mental illness. Maybe so. But it's not going to be justifiable to see you attack our race, even if you have a mental illness. We're going to look at that as an attack on our race. And some people say, hey, it's going to be casualties of war. Maybe so, but we're not going to sit back and idly watch the casualties build up. So it's a lot of things, you know, we say we're not going to do it, and it's going to come to a time that the rider's going to get out and ride. That's how we ain't going to go too deep into that. As Commander said, there will be bloodshed coming up, you know, and I done already said it and predicted it. We got a couple more years, and this shit's going to be on around here. So we suggest you save your food and water and your ammo and get yourself ready, mentally prepared for blood in the street, because that's what they want. It ain't what we want, but we don't have to defend ourselves. So we're going to be prepared mentally, spiritually, to defend ourselves. And we can get some financially when all this other shit going on, we can get it financially too. So that's how you're going to have to be. You're going to have your mindset just ready. I mean, you need to be watching war movies, goddamn. See how it looks. When, you know, you need to be visiting hospitals and talking to veterans and getting some ideas. But you need to be doing something because it's coming down with you or without you. And as you can see, any day, you can be, that could have been, well, we're thankful that it wasn't a Thanksgiving day at that grocery store. It would have been full of black folks. So, but don't be prepared. It's not over because you always have that copycat. That copycat is going to strike, too. So be prepared. Tell your people to be vigilant when they go out. And I just heard a great lecture Baba Omawale did on Facebook about be prepared by recent attacks. So we got to be prepared. And Commander Najee, we appreciate you putting out the information like you have to, hardcore. We don't pull no punches. We're going to say it like it is, and we're going to defend ourselves and our community. We not, you know, fear of being gone. Fear of being gone, there's no fear here. We're going to live it like we live it. If that's, you know, if people want war, hey, we just have to be prepared to fight back. That's all I say, just be prepared. Because, you know, you hear a lot of people, Commander Najee said, man, if that had happened to my family, it'd be on. Well, goddamn, what... You don't see the black man as your family? You don't see that? I mean, there's got to be your immediate family for you to feel this? That's what I don't understand, Commander. People don't see this shit as we all want. Go ahead, Commander.
Yes. Black power.
the Black Power Truth Box. You know, us as the moral power of black collective strength and black nationalism and the militant radical tradition together, while the leading ideological forces in the self-determination debates today, pan-Africanism and socialism, against this U.S. imperialism inside the belly of the beast. Black radical tradition, I can say, has kept us while we going like that now today. Because it says the sole purpose of a pastor is to mobilize the masses towards self-determination. The wind of change, the revolution worldwide. So as Dr. Todd talks about, complete constructive change. The wise storm of the third world. This was kicked it all by high points, a struggle against colonialism. Ghana in 1957, then the neocolonialism, Cuba in 1959, the third world, and the black movement in America, the fight for reform, even when successful, leads to a continuation of oppression in new forms. Everywhere, the watchword became revolution, from Paris to Pakistan, Mozambique to Mississippi. And the greatest level of leadership, the father of the Black Revolution, Minister Malcolm X. He was our God's leader. Okay? Black radicalism. Spiritually, morally. That's why Khalid Muhammad said, godly, spiritually, morally, culturally, so politically, military, conscious. And then this is nothing. It hurts me when I see stuff took it out. And then you got the original page, and you got folks who argue with you about, oh, no, that, no, hell no. It's not happening. Not on my watch. I got the full sole purpose of a pastor. All that chopping up stuff. It's not happening. Let's know that now. It's not happening. I'm continuing to teach it as Khalid Muhammad taught it. As Tony Malik teaches it, we ain't taking no chopped up, half-baked, half-fried stuff. No. We're not going that way. The explosion of struggle releases many forces, okay, and then wicked forces. He called it, was no joke. He had niggas and people. Oh, well, you know, I didn't make call it. You know, he dead though. Oh, yeah, really? Really? Okay. All right. See, I listen to niggas like that. You see? I listen to that kind of stuff. You see? And I prove them wrong. You see? Of course. You know? This leads us to Malcolm. This leads us to Dr. Khaled Muhammad. We understand today what's going on. Because you may be in the Panther uniform. You may say you a revolutionary, but at the same time, you're scared to death. This blue-eyed devil got you shook. He told us how, as one result, the black man in America was mentally, morally, and spiritually dead. The most honored Elijah Muhammad spoke of how the black man was the original man. Yeah. He's the original man when he was in his original state of mind, who has been kidnapped from his homeland.
not his home, but the throne. But revolutionary black nationalism, revolutionary pacifism, and the ideological forces of black liberation theology as only things gonna save us. As Tyler said, we are coming with our God and our guns. And God will bless us to shoot straight when it's time to shoot. Black power. Black power, true power. Continues on.
Right on. Yeah, so that's what we're saying, y'all. You know, we're just giving y'all some information to hopefully to help keep you safe, to hopefully to inspire you. But, you know, we've been watching all these atrocities for a while, and we're going to have to adjust in a certain way. You know, I'm going to try to be politically correct as possible, but, you know, these people have been watching us and our reaction. They've been trying to see where to push our buttons. So, you know, they'll keep on pushing till they push it. So, you know, we don't have to wait till they get to our cheering to do. We don't have to wait till they get to where it's really going to hurt. But, you know, they know how to push that button. So we're going to have to learn how to send messages. And, you know, out of self-defense, we're going to have to send messages back. So I don't want to say too much, but each individual will be responsible for his own actions. And to carry out whatever will that his creator has in store to him. But we ain't going to be able to keep on watching this and think it's going to go away, because it's not going to go away, because that white man was born just to fuck you up. That's his job, is to kill, steal, and destroy. And you was his damn target. Just in case you didn't know, I'd get a little more direct with it. You his target, he's doing his job. You're not doing your job, black man. You sitting back watching like a coward. You say you're the king of the earth, but you're acting like a hoe. So we're going to call it a different way. You say you're the king, but you don't know shit to do. You say you're the king, but you can't move. You don't know how to move on the white man. Like Commander Najee said, you can move on the brothers. You know how to do some street warfare on your brothers, but you don't know how to move back in retaliation. As Minister Farrakhan said, the retaliation is a gift. I'm just paraphrasing another way, but he said retaliation is a prescription for shit. And so you don't know that. You think you're in the wrong when you go out and defend your nation. You think you're the bad guy. You just defending your nation. There ain't nothing wrong with self-defense. It come in many different forms. But you have to be clever. We'll talk about that on another. I'm getting a little out of line, but sometimes you get passionate. But when you see your brothers and sisters keep getting slaughtered one by one, if we don't wake up, we're going to be having some feathers in the hats like the Native Americans. We're going to have 40 acres for real, and that's all going to be on that motherfucker. It's just about 40 acres are going to be able to hold a black nation. And we keep sitting back watching ourselves die one by one. But now they got other shit out there to try to wipe us out. So they got all these desired and man-made weapons to use against us. They got diseases. They got supremacy. They got poverty. They got all this shit just aimed at you, black man. And you sitting back watching and waiting to die. You don't even know you're waiting to die. You're just living to die. I mean, I don't want to fucking just live to die. Y'all just, a lot of brothers and sisters just living to die. Think about it. I'm a year, Commander. It's back on you.
Yes. This is why Khaled Abu Muhammad said, when the new black basketball came forth in 98, and Aaron Michaels and co-founder David Foreman, but there was no other organization out here, he was willing to die. When Kyler came up there, they said it's nice, it was great. When Kyler got to that podium, he said, it's great, brother. You saying it's an organization that's willing to die. But we already died. We PhD degrees died. It's time not die for a cause. He said, it's time to stand up and kill for the cause. Well, they ain't fit to killing yourself any damn way.
I want you saying children no good cracker. You say you're a gangster. You're a gangster. You say you hard. You say you bad. Let's come on, let's go up against this cracker. You say you all that. You got your gap. Red tat, tat, tat. Nah, you ain't no gangster. You're a punk. This is what he said. This is what he said. In the day, it's time to be a revolutionary gangster. Black boot stomping, black power gangster. Got your gap, got your AR, got your damn, I got the most high and I got my 45, my AK-45. This is how we got to roll today.
Yes, sir.
It's time to be saints, savers, soldiers, scholars, healers, and children. No excuse, no doubt about it, no pussyfooting, no tiptoe to the goddamn tutor fruit. It's time to not to lighten up. It's time to tighten up. In this time, in this day and hour, of this critical time of us as a black man and woman here in the hills of North America. The time is coming. We will do so much killing. They ain't gonna never think killing could go this land long. You're going against a natural-born killer. This diabolical, devious, damn-gone white race, the goddamn white man, and it's no good. Primate, the goddamn buttermilk complexion, dog stringing hair, Mississippi clock, straight up and down, animal backside, meet the core caucus eye with the itch, white, kitty bitch. No good. Black man, you want this damn going no good sheet devil? This no good sheet devil? But you had the goddamn King Kong syndrome. And some of the white black women got the King Kong syndrome. You want this no good dog? This no good damn going beast? This white man, you got the King Kong syndrome. Because Khalid Muhammad said the white man, he's the bastard. And the woman is a damn going bitch. And the children are son of a bitch. Black power, truth power. Tuesday night, May 24th. Hardcore. Live at this moment and
that's right.
Anybody have anything to say tonight?
All right, let me try it again. If anybody on the line that want to get in, press 1 on your phone. You have a question, just want to say Black Power, let us know that you are listening in. You know, just press 1 on your phone. And we got plenty of people listening. I don't know, you know, I ain't going to get into too much into that. But Commander, I had took a consensus over the weekend of I'm asking people, what should be the response to the Buffalo? And I kid you not, Commander, if out of all the consensus I've taken, only one female had the right damn answer. Only one female came back and said we need to be more offensive. And I'm sitting up there, I'll be down, out of all the people, only was one black female who said offensive. So that's what's wrong with us. We just been watered down. Our brothers are fucking weak. That's what it is. I'm just going to call it this. They're just weak. They're weak and afraid
mind control.
Consequences. Yeah, mind control has controlled our brothers.
Mind control, behavior, modification.
Yeah, so it's so
you
easy to
people.
Kick the black man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Commander, it's so easy to kick the black man in the ass because the cracker know that he got his ass on a small chain. He can't do number boy, but he can't bite because he can't go outside his fence. He's scared to go outside his damn fence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
But not everybody's on a small chain. Not everybody. And we got some brothers and sisters that can jump the goddamn fence any day. We had that in Dallas, Texas. Had that in Houston, Texas. Had that with Rambo. Had that with Michael X. We got some brothers that can jump the goddamn fence.
Chris Donald.
That's right. Yeah, so eventually, they'll wake up another brother. Eventually, another brother would jump that fence, and we'd say to him, like, God, and Godspeed, and Godspeed. Yes, sir. We're not pulling no punches when it comes down to us getting attacked and being drugged and shot down, and then they make excuses and buy burgers and take a motherfucker to Burger King.
A lot of people are scared, afraid.
Yeah.
They're afraid.
Yeah,
I got into a cracker the other day.
Yeah.
I had a crack in the chokehold the other day. A lot of people are afraid. That's why. They're afraid.
Oh, yeah. That's what.
Afraid.
Yeah, afraid.
Afraid.
Yeah.
As colleagues used to say,
But let's see how afraid they can be afraid all they want to. That don't stop that goddamn white man from busting them in their ass, though. So one day them same afraid jokers gonna get a wake up call because the creator is gonna give it to you because you ain't worth shit if you're afraid to fight back. Our parents used to tell us to get out there and fight back. Get out there to fight back. Even our parents would whoop our ass if we came in and didn't fight back. Well, it's the same with your spiritual mother and father. It's the same thing. You fight back. I'm not going to fight your battles for you. I'm giving you the brain, the skills. Some of these brothers are soldiers. They've been all through the military. You got skills. Use them. That's all I can say. Commander Najee. That's all I can say. I can't say too much because I get wind up. And I, like I said, I don't know. I want to get wind up.
It's like this. It's like when I imagine the white cracker, the devil, the beast, going to the store top. They say this man came, hanging around, talking to people for a while, then came back and started killing people. Huh?
Ain't that some shit? Yeah.
It's like a white wolf running to a herd of sheep, and the sheep gonna scat. You know, and the wolf grabbed by one, or another wolf might grab another one, but the sheep will scatter, and then they will stand there and watch the other wolves eat the other sheep. Now you might have some the ram with the horn come out and charge.
Right.
Okay, and sometimes it be some big female sheep. Well, they're gonna try to get the ram with the horn, get them back out the way. That's black folks. That's a crab in the barrel.
Right.
Any black rise up to resist and go at the slave master, other blacks will grab his arm and wrist and pull him back, or sometimes a chokehold and they drag him back.
Right.
No. You got a lot of niggas like that today. I experienced that the other day. Two women trying to get me off this crap. That's right. He turned purple.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll break that cracker's neck. Well, go on, brother. Black power, true power. Tuesday night,
yes, sir.
11 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right. You know, we just saying, man. You know, we have to have some answers for these attacks. I mean, our babies, our grandchildren, they gonna catch this hell if we don't fix this shit. They gonna catch this hell. Just think, if you got some grandbabies, you have a child, they gonna catch this hell if we don't fix it. And so you want to coward out and put it on your kids to be slaughtered, that's on you. But I choose to stand up for mine. I choose to stand up for me. And, you know, sometimes we say we're doing this for the people. Fuck that, because the people don't appreciate it. I'm doing it for me now. I'm doing this shit for me. I'm a man, and I'm going to stand up as a man of what a man should do. I'm doing this shit for me to prove to myself, not to nobody. I ain't doing it for the people. I'm doing it for me now. Because doing it for the people goddamn gonna let you down. As we see right now, when they come down, shit happening in our community, the people will let you down. Fuck it. Do it for yourself. Do it for your brave babies. Do it for them. We're gonna do this for us now. We got to stand up for ourselves because doing it for the people ain't been paying off right. We got to do it for us.
That's right.
Do it for yourself.
Brother Drew.
Yes, sir.
I had Tony Malik, Zulu Sabah, the General National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party. You got the floor, Black man.
Black Power, my comrade.
Black Power.
Black Power here, honored to be on tonight. on this special Black Power broadcast of Prime Minister Najee Muhammad and Brother Drew X, and to all of those who are listening in the Liberation Movement, the Panther Party, and the Black Liberation Militia, all of those, everybody in the Self-Defense Network, all Black nationalists, just giving y'all the greetings tonight. Not really on
yes,
the
sir.
Show tonight. I got to lay down, man. I've been on conference calls all day, but I want to let you know I support you. And it's time to intensify the liberation struggle, as Eldridge Cleaver teaches. It's time to intensify the liberation struggle, and I know that's exactly what y'all are doing. So, man, I love
yes,
y'all.
Sir.
I want to come, really need to come back, like, next week and do a whole show with y'all.
Yes, sir.
Prepared, but I want to give you the greetings and saying keep on waking our people up and organizing our people because we need it. And we'll see everybody, Juneteenth in Mississippi because it's wartime and we got to get our armies together and we got to get our folks together and we got to train like never in our life.
That's right. Black power.
Black power. Straight ahead. Straight ahead on all fronts. Straight ahead.
Yes, sir.
Black power.
Black power.
All right, so y'all, that was a Chairman Leek Zulu Shabazz, the national chairman for the new Black Panther Party. You heard him speak. He said, Juneteenth, get the armies together. They're coming down to Natchez, Mississippi, June the 10th.
That's right.
For those people here and have an ear, let you hear. You wonder what can you do? Well, come network and find out what you can do. Come network with your brothers and sisters who feel the same way as you. So that's what we're going to say. Go ahead, Commander, back to you.
Yeah. Well, the Black Power Truth Hour, and we as a people, if we understood our potential of power, if we understood the ability to prevail of power, then we be free overnight. Malcolm said power is a conviction. Power doesn't take a back step for the moral power. Power confronts power. Russia is power. It confronts America's power and backs it down. China is power. It confronts America's power and backs it down. Iran is power. It confronts America power and backs it down. North Korea is power. It confronts America power and backs it down. But what's up with the African power? What's up with Black power? It's time to back this bastard down. It's time, like in the metaphor of Caesar, of the rise of the planet apes. It's time for us to silverback. That's Black Delta Elite. Huh? Caesar and other generals under Caesar. That's us. Huh? We the gorillas. And that's what's gonna rise in America, the Black Gorillas. And that's what's gonna take place in Mississippi, the rise of the urban Black Gorilla on this no good cracker. Black power.
Black power. That's right. So, as we said, for those who are looking to network, Juneteenth, Natchez, Mississippi, where our people were starved to death in that area by Union soldiers, not the Confederate soldiers, the Union soldiers who
right.
were supposed to be fighting for your ass. Yes, they starved your brothers and sisters to death. In Natchez, Mississippi. Oh, yes, that's why they don't want to get away from the history books. That's why they want to take this shit out of the schools. Because they don't want you to know
why
that. They don't want your
that
children
was
to know that. Yeah, so it's a lot of history out there you must know. You must know this history in order to know where you came from and where you don't want to go back. See, a lot of people don't understand your ass can go back in time also if you keep on being a coward. Your ass going to go back to another punch bowl, and they're going to punch your
mm-hmm.
life out. That's what they're trying to do right now because you don't stand up. You playing with the beast, and the motherfucking beast ain't clean. The beast is playing checkers, and your ass is still skipping around and hopping around playing checkers. So until you learn some strategic moves, your ass going to keep getting punched. You're going to keep on being his dinner. Yeah, they get off on the blood. Oh, they live by the blood. It turns them on to see the blood. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So
yep.
you don't have to understand your enemy. You know, they got certain days they like to do certain things on. Yeah, yeah. That came in that killing came in on the red moon. What was the blood moon sacrifice? Oh yeah, we know. We watching. See, we're not just watching physically. We watching spiritually. That was a blood moon sacrifice. That blood moon came in on that day, Najee.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moon was totally red. The sky was red too. I recall them looking at it. And they did a blood ritual. So you know it's organized crime. I call that organized crime at its best when they do shit on these certain days. We got you. We watch you. We not sleep no more. We know the numerology. We know your sacrifice days. We know all this shit. But, hey, as we said, Commander, hang on. I'm just going to, I don't know, man. I just, that spirit in me want to say some shit that I can't say. But, you know.
Right.
Hey, we'll get to see it, but we ain't all asleep, though. I just want you to know, like I told, we ain't all on a short leash.
Right.
Some of us could jump the fence in any goddamn day we choose. Well, go ahead, Commander. We got about 9 more minutes on the program. I'll let you have a few words,
right.
And we'll close out with a song.
Yes, sir. Well, like I say, according to our 9 local adjusters, we as a people, we got to recognize our divine destiny and the need for divine guidance in our movement. We are not a religion. However, all faith and spiritual practice are respected and studied from a Black liberation theology perspective. As Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad teaches us, we support Black liberation theology and salvation as a necessary weapon to redeem ourselves after our enemy has destroyed us. We affirm our mighty faith in the victory of our just cause. One God, one aim, one enemy, one destiny. Huh? We also struggle to ensure that knowledge of self and history is taught in the local and regional school board system. We support and develop of independent Afrocentric schools. And this is what we got to get to in that area, in that forum and stuff. We got to develop and defend Black youth. We as the people that reclaim and develop Black neighborhoods. We strive with community residents to reclaim and clean up our community. Block by block, we organize patrols, community events, programs to reclaim our neighborhood. We feed and clothe the homeless with community support and always work with the downtrodden in our society. Well, only thing I can say, we got to do an overseeing and everything at national policy objectives and activities of the new Black Panther Party, administrating the rules and laws and orders of new Black Panther Party. And this is where we got to be affected in communication. We got to be affected in everything what we do. You see, we got to understand the National Central Committee, the new chain of command, all that. We got to get into the manual as well as training and teaching the sister, building the MBB chapter. You see, I was getting on her with that. You know, page, I think it's 41, 42, hosting your weekly rallies and meetings. 42 is building the MBP chapter and hosting any mass meetings and stuff. You know, all that guidance right there in the manual. I told her the manual guides you to do, guides you the right way, okay? No local leadership to try to do anything on their own agenda because they will fail and cause the rest to fail with them. That's what the manual said. And now, today, that's what we got focused, enforced, and pushed on all membership. Learn the manual. Learn the manual. If you don't go by that manual, you're going to fail. And somebody else will be pulling your place. Black Five.
All right. I think we got a caller calling in. I was missing it. Let's go to
all
the
right.
call line. 716, calling out of the 716 area code 949, y'all.
Yes.
Go Hotel ahead. Who's calling in? Hey, Hotel.
This is from Buffalo, New York.
All right. Buffalo in
all
the
right.
house.
All right. Buffalo, New York in the house.
All right. We'd like to hear from you, bro.
I've seen the title, and I met Brother Najee on Friday. And I was actually resting, but I seen it, and I was like, well, let me see what they're talking about. And I seen him saying white supremacy. I think it was a question I was asking. It was said, like, you know, are we headed for a civil war, a race war? Number one, we've been at a race war. The resources
yes,
of what we provide and where we come from is what this whole thing is about. You know, there's a gentleman by the name of Neely Fuller Jr., and he said, if you don't understand what racism is and what it's about, you know what I mean? Anything that you think that you know about racism will only confuse you, you know? And I just, you know, I'm glad that the conversation has been started. I recognize that earlier today there was another mass shooting. I'm about positive that it was another white male, 18 years old. I could be wrong. I'm not exactly sure because I haven't read everything. But and then do you guys do this every week or is this this is just something spontaneous?
Every
no,
Tuesday,
11
o'clock.
Okay, every Tuesday.
11 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, yeah, man. But definitely the conversation needs to be had. And what that really was just an awakening, man, so that people can know that it's not just spots. And they always say this long shooter thing, right? You can't be 18 years old with a 180-page manifesto on some things that you were taught. As a lifestyle, as a culture, he believes
right.
this. He even took tests and stuff like that to validate whatever his referencing was. But we as a people have to stop being scared of ourselves. We have to stop being scared of actually having to do something. We keep waiting for the oppressor to free us or to give us the answer and the solution is in ourselves. So out here,
right.
you know, we reach out. Like today, wherever I go, I'm taking signatures. I'm looking for brothers to stand with me. It's great that brothers can come from other places and help us. But if we don't take the initiative, I had to speak to a brother today who's very intelligent, really wants to do something, but he likes to be quiet, and I'm expressing to him. My father died 2 years ago. My father always said, you know, within 50 years, the black man going to be in a museum. It's
right.
up to us black men, 30 and older right now, to take a stand together. See, once we come together, everything else gonna come together. I'm not saying it's gonna be all peachy key, because we know in order to really overcome and what it is we're doing, this enemy gonna have to bleed, and we gonna need the real men to step up and do that. It's hard to avoid that, and it's a harsh reality. A lot of people, they're real fluff. It's all about likes and social media, but this real life. In 50 years, your children may not even know what a black man looked like.
That's true. And that's what I was saying. You know, they'll have us on 40 acres. Here you're 40 acres in a mule, and it's for all the black nations that's on 40 acres. That's all that's left of you, just like the Native Americans. If we don't take a page from history, they got them. They kept wiping out tribe by tribe till they didn't have enough to fight back. And that's the same thing they're doing. It's just little small hits, keep wiping them out with every type of weapon that we have. Until they can't fight back, and that's what they're going with it. They're just wiping us out, small groups at a time, one by one. You count them up, you don't know how many people died in Texas, you don't know how many people died in New York, but when you count them up on a daily basis, shit, we getting hit hard.
Yeah, every day from every angle, and I'm saying they're attacking us at our weakest points. They're attacking elderly women and elderly folk in the supermarket. They got the children
right.
fighting one with another, and then when they ain't doing that, they got the other shooters coming in the schools and killing the children.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So we dying, and we just don't see the numbers, but hopefully we don't get to feel those numbers like the museum, as the brother was saying, or the reservation, a black reservation. Ain't that something? We might get a casino out this shit. All right, that's just a little pun, but that's how they gonna, that's what they got in mind for us, what they did to the Native Americans. So, you know, so you can stand and watch yourself die, or you can say, hey, I tried to stop this shit. I got out and I put me a couple licks in. You know what I'm saying? You can just sit there and be a punching bag. I mean, I choose not to be the punching bag. And if when my grandchildren look back at me and say, Papa, why y'all didn't do nothing? I'm going to have some shit to show. I ain't going to be in that number of this, why y'all didn't do nothing. Oh, no. I'm one of the motherfuckers that could jump the fence. So go ahead, Commander. I yield to you. Brother, you still got a comment?
Yeah, these are the end times, what we're dealing with today, okay? And end times, what we're dealing with, there's a lot of worried retired generals now, okay? Wrote an opinion piece in the Washington Post. Fears of a possible coup after the next national election. You know that? Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Dr. Greg Carr, chair of the Afro Study Department of Harvard University, described how white nationalist conspirators around the country have been working overtime to pass vote suppression laws and being a part of a nationwide slow-moving coup. Oh, Dr. Muhammad described the division as a featuring of the partnership which will serve as a nail in the coffin of America. See, a lot of folks just don't know. You see, you got the Patriot militia crackers. Okay? You have Alex Jones and organizer Ali Alexander, and committee led by the Democrats with very few Republicans on board. Okay? You have the Cargill Spying Network now. Project on Terror. Okay? The CAIR and stuff. Some of the evidence indicates different stuff and stuff. Oh, the Israeli government, co-working with anti-Muslim hate groups. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on that. ADL, anti-defense league, all kinds of stuff right here. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam, wrote and taught the U.S. was a universal snooper, and how agents were sent into the nation to destroy it. Elijah Muhammad wrote an article like that. These assaults have been ongoing since 1930. When the nation was founded in Detroit, he described such individuals as rotten characters working and get tools of the enemy. And Elijah Muhammad calls on stupid. Minister Louis Farrakhan, that representative of Minister Muhammad and the Nation of Islam, brought the nation back after government plots engineered its fall in the 1970s. You see? To close out with this, we, the New Black Panther, we the largest organized revolutionary military organization in America, even according to the ADF. Now, they got spies everywhere, and they go mount and tell who the largest of the large. That's right. The cracker, the devil, knows who's progressive and uncompromising. knows who's organized, knows who is moving the people and the administration and people traveling here and there. Shit. You think they don't know who the largest, who the most scientific, consistent group? They know. Brothers and sisters, we thank you for tuning in to the Black Power Truth Hour to get the inspiration and information of truth and the divine revolutionary life-giving teaching of that bad, bald-headed black man, Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad. Attorney Malik Zuhu Shabazz and myself, the National Prime Minister and General, we leading this in the spirit of that man and keeping this black power moving alive. Black power.
Hold on, hold on. Commander, I'm just say this before we get out. I heard Minister Farrakhan, said one day in a lecture, he said, we are the lions in the lion in the circus. We the one where the guy, the white man snapping the whips and telling us to get up there on that chair. He said, but it don't take nothing but one of you jokers just to jump off that chair and you would tear that white man up. So in the spirit of that, we're going to close out with the conquering lion. Hey, I don't take nothing. That's a metaphor, but it just doesn't take nothing but a little of us to get this cracker up off our back. So we're going to close out with the conquering lion. We appreciate everybody. We'll be back with you guys.
Yes,
the next Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have Attorney Malik Zuhu Shabazz on with us. Hey, we'll see, but
next
stay
Tuesday.
Tuned in.
One, two, three, it's that mad ass.
Long song. Here we go. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Freedom time, y'all. Freedom time, y'all. Freedom time. Get free.
Black Power, June 19th, Natchez, Mississippi. Hey, you want to network? Be there. Black Power.